Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, behold the startling spectacle. Behold the man dragging his cross through the courtyards of Jerusalem. Behold him, whipped and ridiculed as he scales the place of the skull. Behold him as the nails drive home. Behold him as they affix the sign to his cross. Behold him as they divide his clothes. Behold him as he cares for his crying mother. Behold him as he drinks sour wine. Behold him as he proclaims it is finished. Behold him as he bows his head and gives up his spirit. Behold the death of God. This death goes unnoticed. It is the day of preparation. The religious leaders do not want men still dying as they dangle from their crosses while the city shares its solemn Sabbath. The soldiers come. They break the legs of the man who mocked Jesus. He struggles as he suffocates. They break the legs of the other bandit, the one who asked for paradise. He smiles, sadly. But then they come to Jesus. The eternal Son of God came among them in a stable, quietly, with no one noticing save the outcasts who received the angel announcement. He exits their presence without so much as the soldiers seeing. They don't break his legs like the others. They pierce his side. And at once blood and water rush out, baptizing the head of the place of the skull. On the other side of Sunday, we will see this startling spectacle in new light. We will see God through humanity, touching humanity's enemies and overcoming them. We will see the humble obedience of the Son as he pours himself out for his friends and his enemies. We will see the wine of Holy Eucharist and the water of holy baptism pouring out from Jesus' side, pouring over us, claiming us as Christ's own forever. We will finally see the love of God writ in letters large enough to read. But, sisters and brothers, it is not Sunday. It is Friday. No Eucharist, no baptism today. Behold, then, behold the startling spectacle. Behold him poured out. Behold his mouth agape as he lifeless hangs. Behold the blood and water on the ground. Behold. And as the old hymn says, O come and mourn with me a while. O come ye to the Savior's side. O come together, let us mourn. Jesus our Lord is crucified. Seven times he spake seven words of love. All 3 hours his silence cried for mercy on the souls of men. Jesus, our Lord, is crucified. a broken heart, a font of tears. Ask and they will not be denied. Lord Jesu, may we love and weep, since thou for us are crucified. O come and mourn with me a while, Christians. O come and let us mourn. Amen.